I'm very happy to have Elise here. Elise Ditzel with the Maui Ocean Center. And we're going to be talking about something about the season, because it is a season for giving. It's a season for love. It's a season for sharing. And today, by the way, is a special Sharing Tuesday, by the way.
Oh, Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday, yeah. Which has done very well.
Yes.
The figures are massively impressive. And there were some here from Maui that got good responses.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah. People
are always looking for, especially here in Maui, opportunities to support others. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about living here.
Yeah, definitely. So you do that as well with the Maui Ocean Center. And you've come up with a really interesting take on celebrating holiday shopping, and especially it's a charity night as well. And it's coming up next Thursday, December 6th, from 6 to 9. And it's going to be a very fun night for the whole family, you know. So what are you going to decorate? Are you in charge of decorating, Elise? How do you decorate the Ocean Center for holidays?
So we have a variety of holiday trees actually up already Maui Ocean Center. And they were decorated by various teams there. So the education team, our gift shop team, and guests can actually vote on their favorite Christmas tree.
I love it. That must have been fun to do.
Yeah, so we wanted to bring in the holiday fun for our guests. And as part of our planning for that, we decided to do this contest between the team members. And the winning team members get a movie night and popcorn. So,
You know, one thing you don't realize if you're driving down there to Ma'alaya, you really don't realize how large the complex is, because you see it from the outside and you really can't tell the size of it, because it really covers a lot of area, doesn't it?
Well, not only the size, but the amazing view that's there at the Ma'alai Harbor in our Harbor Plaza. It's just absolutely stunning. You can see all the way down to McKenna, and then out towards the west and Lahaina. It's just a gorgeous location.
Have you seen the whales jumping out there yet?
Not myself personally, but I've heard others have, and so that's really exciting.
It is very exciting. Well, let's go over everything you have planned for next Thursday from 6 to 9. It's going to be everything from, well, it's going to be, of course, holiday fun, which is you're going to be doing, but there's also going to be music, and there's going to be prizes, and there's going to be scuba fun and Santa scuba claws. I've never heard of scuba claws, and I kind of love that concept of scuba claws. Visually, it's kind of interesting. So I assume it's going to be a diver dressed up like Santa Claus?
That's correct. So in the open ocean exhibit, which is our largest exhibit, 750,000 gallons with up to five different species of sharks, including a tiger shark, there will be a diver dressed up as Santa, and he will do a presentation about the different animals that are in that exhibit and some of their behaviors. And then we'll do a free raffle for a prize at each of these dive presentations that evening.
So you start at 6, so you'll have, what, 1 hour or something?
So we're going to do 2 dive presentations. So the event's from 6 to 9 p.m. next Thursday, and people can buy their tickets now online at MauiOceanCenter.com. And there will be a dive presentation at 7:15 and one at 8:15, and we're raffling off some amazing prizes. We have a shark dive Maui, so if someone who actually wants to go and experience that shark shark dive themselves, they have to be certified, of course. Mm-hmm. And then we also are going to be giving away an annual family pass. So this will be so it's a 12 months of admission to the park for a family of 4.
Wow, that's a very nice one. So I'm trying to picture Santa, because I've seen, you know, like I told you before, I once videotaped a wedding that was done underwater. But you get this, Santa's got his white beard, and he's got his whole decked out outfit. Is Santa going to have a beard, dive with the whole beard and everything?
Yes, if you actually go, I think we have one of the post pictures from a past event on our website. So there is a landing page. There's a page on our website where you can learn about all the different things that are happening that evening, including some photos from past events.
Wow. I mean, that's going to be fun to see.
Yes.
Sounds like a photo opportunity.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, we will have another Santa in the park where people can
and he
come.
He won't be wet.
No, he won't be wet.
Okay.
And people can come and take photos with the family, with just the kids, with Santa Claus.
And there's no charge for that?
No, it's free.
You know, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so the idea is that we really wanted to just kick off the season with some fun for the whole family and use it as an opportunity also to support other amazing Maui nonprofits, including the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council and the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project.
I love the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project. I'm sure I like Maui Nui Resource, but I happen to have gone up there, and I drive up to Olinda and walk the loop up there above that, but it's about 3 minutes above the bird recovery center, and that's a very special place. It's in a building that's very historic, actually. It's been around forever, and they really do important work there. I'm a bird person. I love birds. Mm-hmm. I dare say I like birds more than fish, but I do. I mean, I like them all, but you know, yeah, I like the birds. I haven't had a pet fish in a long time, but I did have a wonderful bird. But and fish don't sing. Well, that's not true. The whales sing.
Whales do sing. And,
yes, but other fish mammals, don't sing. So. But anyway, it's a wonderful place. And how'd you happen to think of them? Is it because I haven't seen any other fundraisers for them before?
Oh, is that right? Yeah. So I actually had the pleasure of meeting the team at that wonderful organization many, many years ago when I actually was still working with Whole Foods Market. And we did some fundraisers for them. And then when I had the great fortune of going and working at the Maui Ocean Center, I started, you know, contacting them and seeing if there was opportunities for us to work together again.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, speaking of great opportunities, we both love the Friends of the Maui Justice Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we talk quite a lot with them, Susie Tiemann show that happens here at noon. And the Friends of the Children's Justice Center, maybe some people haven't listened to Susie's show. If you have, you probably know what they do, but I'll tell you, they just do an amazing job of making sure these kids in need get holiday gifts, right?
They do incredible work. They are instrumental in intervening in Maui youth's lives that have been subjected to either abuse or neglect. And they do this 365 days of the year. But at this special time of the year, they do a big toy drive. And so we partnered with them that if you bring a toy that evening, that you get $5 off the general admission to the evening at the Maui Ocean Center.
That's a great way of giving. What's the name of the man that runs that again?
Paul Tonneson.
Paul, he's so dedicated to this.
He goes
all around and gets all these toys, you know. He's a one-man band, and he goes out there and helps so many, and he makes sure they're delivered as well.
That's correct.
Which is quite very impressive, actually. Very touching.
He's very dedicated. He's a true gem of a man.
So you can get a gift. There's so many places to get gifts now. You can just get a gift and bring it down and get $5 off and help out getting those wonderful gifts for children in need, which is another good thing. Also, if you book online, you get $5 off, right?
Right. So the general admission is $14.95 at the gate, or it can be the $9.95 with either the unwrapped toy or a 5-pound bag of rice for the Maui Food Bank. We're also doing a drive for them.
Oh, good.
But if you want to just go ahead and pre-book your experience and make sure that you're going to be able to get in that door, you can always go online for that amazing $9.95 price online.
That's a great deal. Now, also, you get other goodies with that price, like, well, of course, the photo with Santa, which some places are charging $10 for.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, wow. I won't mention names.
Okay.
But some places are. so that's a good deal right there. So that covers your entrance. Also, you're going to get some other goodies. There's going to be some great stuff going on with arts and crafts. You've invited some special arts and crafts down so people can do some holiday shopping and shop local, right?
Yeah, so, you know, the Made on Maui Festival has become so popular, and it's really exciting to see the diversity and the creativity of the Maui artisans community. And so we've invited some of the best to come and join us. And so
wonderful.
People can come and buy their holiday gifts for family and friends from some of the best and brightest Maui artisans and crafts.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's great. Did you go to the Made in Maui thing? You go around and ask them once. So did you make your own judging and say, I'm going to invite them?
We're always looking for partnering with the people who are excited to create new things and bring beauty into the world.
Weren't you impressed? You were at Made in Maui. Weren't you impressed with some of the quality of what some of these people were making here?
It is truly remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing to me. The ingenuity, the entrepreneurship, the quality, and it was one of those things I'm going, I wish this could happen more days than one, because there were so many wonderful things, and some people sold out. That always happens. Mm-hmm. There was about, I think, over 10,000 people that came. But it's great that you got a Hanaho happening and you have some of the best people coming, because you know I love encouraging people to shop local for the holidays.
Especially for the holidays when you want that extra special something. Something from Maui, there's nothing like it. Maui no ka'oi.
Right. So do you know off the top of your head some of the what's going to be sold at some of the booths?
You stumped me, Cindy.
Oh,
I don't.
Sorry. But that's online? Can people look online?
No, but that's a really good suggestion. We can do that.
Yeah, because sometimes people like to plan in advance.
Of course, yes.
To know what they might want to get. They did that and Made in Maui. And it was interesting how some people went, oh, I want to get the soap, or I want to get the jewelry, I want to get the, you know, and so people can think this is what they want to get, right? So this is going to be fun. Also, you're going to, now what is a holiday-inspired dish is at Reef Cafe? Cranberries? No, I don't know. What's a holiday-inspired dish at the Reef Cafe?
So they're going to have some of our, you know, favorite holiday items there to eat. So hot chocolate and other, you know, things that you think of at the holiday time.
Marshmallows.
Maybe. Yeah.
Things that, like, you know, you're such a healthy person. You wouldn't eat marshmallows if your life depended on it, would it? You would not touch the marshmallows, would you, Elise? You know, all those years at Whole Foods.
I actually think we sold marshmallows at Whole Foods. We had
you did?
Some one without artificial flavors.
Oh, there are some. Wow, I'm impressed. Yeah. That's cool.
So there will be lots of different things for people of all different tastes that enjoy there at the Reef Cafe.
Now, the Reef Cafe is not part of Seascape. That's separate, right?
Right. Seascape is its own amazing restaurant that people can come and join, dine there 7 days a week for lunch with amazing views, especially right now with the humpbacks coming. It's
and you actually have an aquarium right there in the restaurant, the only restaurant that has like a full, we're not talking a little 4x4, we're talking a whole wall of big fish and even the sharks and others mm-hmm. swim around. You can actually have that right there behind you as you eat.
That's right.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
And then we have a daily happy hour from 3 to 5.
We're going to have our Christmas party there.
Oh, you are? That's wonderful.
Yeah, this Sunday, yeah.
Wonderful.
We did it last year, and everyone liked it so much that we're doing a Hanaho.
It is an amazing restaurant. It is one of the best places to dine, especially for seafood and Maui flavors, because we use a lot of local ingredients in our menu.
And there's that view.
Mm-hmm, a gorgeous view.
They opened it up more, so you have this amazing view right there.
Yeah, and it's totally unobstructed, right?
Yeah.
Like you can see all the way, like I said, down to South Maui and up to the west.
Yeah, no, it's I'm a big fan. I really am.
So the amazing team, Chef Henry and his cooks, will be preparing all the food that will be there at the Reef Cafe that evening.
Wonderful. Now, let's, you know what? I'm a huge, huge fan of music. So it's, you know, this would be worth the price just to go and hear the music, truthfully. It's a good group of people you got. So who do you have for your music?
We have the Maui Community Band. They're amazing.
Which one is that? There's so many. Which band is this? This isn't a high school band then, is it?
No, it's a group. It's a community band. They different ages of individuals that are very artistic and talented. They get
really?
Together weekly and they do their practices. And we've had them at our at the Maui Ocean Center earlier this year in March when they performed.
I've never heard them.
Oh, they're an amazing. They're a full-on orchestra.
Really?
Yes. They got drums to brass to wings.
Oh,
I mean, to
fun.
Strings.
Strings and wings.
Strings and wings.
Wings with strings on strings. Them. They fly away.
And it's an amazing. They're amazing.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to do holiday music?
They're going to do holiday music.
Oh, I love that.
And then we have the Maui Madrigals that will come.
I love it. I was a Madrigal. Beverly Hills High School Madrigal Group.
Oh, wow.
It's hard doing Madrigal music. If people don't know, Madrigal music, you don't have accompaniment. You're singing a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have anyone that sings flat. Which is like, okay, out. You know, one flat person. You know. And you got to have people who can carry a tune without having the accompaniment. A lot of times accompaniment can cover up mistakes.
Of course.
But you're singing naked there. If you're singing Madrigal music, there's nothing covering you up. You've got to just sing well, you know.
Right.
So there's really a gift to it. I have appreciation because having done that.
And they're going to do like the old-fashioned caroling where they're going to go around the park, walking through the park, and so people can experience that.
I love caroling. We were just talking about caroling before the show. and how much it makes. See, you know, at least I don't feel like it's a holiday season without that music.
Yeah.
Without the holiday music and a Christmas tree. I don't get that spirit sometimes, but once I hear the holiday music, you know, and see the Christmas trees, I go, oh, that's what makes me feel good. So that's really cool. And on top of that, I know this is really a good group. Chop Suey Jazz Orchestra is going to play too, right?
Yeah, so we have three amazing bands or three amazing groups of artisans that will be there providing just incredible music for the guests to enjoy.
Oh, okay. Now, how big is the band now? I think it's grown, right? It started a couple years ago, kind of small, and I heard they've got more people in there now. But I know there are good musicians in there, excellent musicians in there.
I don't recall the number.
Well, there's not that many jazz bands around, really. You know, we have about four or five that I can think of off the top of my head. So I love that they're doing this. Now, if you're just tuning in, I want to let you know we're talking to Elise Ditzel. She's the marketing director of the Maui Ocean Center. And there's this really great event coming up, not this week, the following Thursday, December 6th from 6 to 9. And it's going to be, as you might have just figured, if you're listening, it's going to be music, there's going to be food, there's going to be fun, there's going to be Santa, there's going to be prizes. We haven't talked about the prizes. Let's talk a little about the prizes.
Yeah, so we're going to have the scuba cloths, dive presentations, and the open ocean exhibit. And after each of those presentations, we're going to raffle off. I should back up.
With your ticket, you
with
get
your
a
ticket,
raffle.
Right. So when you come into the door, you're going to get a free raffle ticket. And then you can come to the dive presentation and see the scuba cloths and talking about the different sharks in that exhibit and the other fish. And then we will draw one of the raffle tickets, and we're giving away a variety of prizes, including an annual family pass.
It's a great prize.
Yeah. It's a value of $240.
Wow. That's an excellent prize. My gosh, that's wonderful.
The thing that I really like about the annual family pass is that it's a flex pass, meaning that it's you register the two adults, and then the two children are interchangeable. So if you want to go one day with your niece and your daughter, or you want to go with your son and his friend, yes, you can just, you know, so that way it's more accessible for a variety of family members and friends.
Well, we are at the time where a lot of friends are coming over, or people who have friends are visiting for the holidays, and it's a busy time of year, busy season of the year.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a good thing. But it is interesting because you have a mixture of local people and you have a mixture of visiting people. And then I guess the third mixture would be people who are local who bring people who are visiting, because it's almost like, just like you have to go on a whale watch if it's whale season. I mean, think if you come to Maui, you've got to go do the wonderful Maui Ocean Center, right? I mean, that's pretty much now a lot of people are doing that, right?
Yeah, so, you know, the one thing that if you look at what people are looking forward to when they come to Maui, they want to go snorkeling, they want to go to the beach. And those are, you know, of course, one of the things that we as people who live here love and enjoy doing ourselves. And one of the things that we encourage people to come to the Maui Ocean Center is to really understand what it is that you're going to see and how those different fish and the corals all work together symbiotically to create these amazing ocean that we love to go swim in every day.
Well, it's definitely an educational experience, but it's also done very, very first class. It's a world class aquarium. And I have to say, they didn't spare any expense in creating it, including that walk-through tunnel where you feel like you're walking through water, with the water all around you, the fish all around you, and it's pretty awesome experience, you know. But on top of that, you really, and whoever was the curator there, do you have a curator for?
John Gorman. He's been there since day one.
Seriously. Well, yes. I have to applaud John Gorman, because it's very much dedicated to reflecting our island living and what's available out there, including everything from your turtle projects to the reefs, growing the reefs. And I've learned a lot just from going, and I always learn. And the thing is that you change exhibits. So even if you've been, you know, 8 months ago, you can go and see something different, right?
Yeah, that's true. So this year we actually opened a new exhibit with some yellow tangs that were aquacultured. And so this is
I don't know what a yellow tang is. Isn't that they use for sushi? Is that a sushi fish?
Yellow tang is pretty prolific. You would see them if you go snorkeling. They're yellow. They're really adorable
fish.
Do they
sing?
No, I don't think so. Okay. At least not in my range of hearing.
Okay. So they're kind of big, they're yellow snorkel fish. Right. I've seen them before.
Yes.
Okay, yes, they are prolific. I got you. I know what a yellow tang is now.
And so anyways, these are yellow tangs that we have that were grown in aquacultured, and so they're part of our mission to have sustainable fish. They're serving as ambassadors of their species at the Maui Ocean Center.
Oh, they're ambassadors.
They're, right.
Do they know that they're ambassadors of their species?
I think so.
You better be on good behavior and don't get in any fights because you're an ambassador of your species.
Yes. I think so. The idea is that Maui Ocean Center is about fostering understanding, wonder, and respect for Hawaii's marine life.
I like that.
And yeah. so we are a regional aquarium, meaning that all of the sea life that you would see there comes from Hawaiian waters, mm-hmm. and that they're there for a period of time for people to basically come learn about these incredible creatures that are under our waters and fall in love. Basically, because what we believe is that people know and love these creatures, they'll go beyond what they've probably been doing previously to support and preserve these species for the future.
Okay, how do you fall in love with the reef?
So the reef is the foundation of a healthy ocean, and so it's really the building blocks for everything else that you would see. Mm-hmm. And corals are animals. You know, a lot of times we, because of their structure, think of them as being rock or something other. But they actually have mouths, and they feed. And
they're alive.
They're alive.
And they can be killed.
Yes, so there's a variety of threats to corals right now worldwide, and including, you know, warming conditions, sedimentation, and some other chemical issues, like with some sunscreen and stuff. So, you know, obviously, there's been a lot of research about
that.
When
does that ban go in effect? I know it was made illegal to use sunscreens that actually are detrimental to reefs. But I don't remember when. Is it next year?
I believe it's next year.
It goes in. And there are people that are coming up with sunscreens that are not harmful already. So you can already get sunscreen that are. In fact, I know I talked to the guys at the Pacific Whale Foundation. You might have it too, that they're selling sunscreens that are
probably like mineral based.
Yeah, that are not harmful to the reefs.
So we always recommend too, of course, your first line of defense is really sunblock. So using, you know, rash guards and other things to actually just go ahead and use a something that you can wear all the time to protect your skin, and then not also it's more affordable too, mm-hmm. to do that way than having to keep buying new sunscreen.
Yeah, no, I never like sunscreen anyway because it actually is not good for your skin, even if it wasn't terrible for the reefs. I mean, they found out it's very bad, gets in the pores, and it actually isn't good for you. It blocks the flow of air into your pores. Yeah, the old ones were. And that's why I never really truthfully care for them either. I mean, I'm a redhead, and I've gotten skin cancer 3 times, and now I got a 4th one. But you know, you got to realize some of that stuff you're getting, you may think it's good, but now things are changing. You're going to get healthier stuff you can put on for you and the ocean as well. So I would say, what would you say about 50% of the work you do there at the Maui Ocean Centers for Education?
Oh, that and preservation and conservation. Mm-hmm. So we do monthly cleanups, for example, along the beach and along the reefs. And we also work with other nonprofits in helping their efforts with other, it's up in the valleys and removing invasive weeds. Other things.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, so we like to partner with other organizations that are like-minded, right?
Huh.
So we're trying to do what we can, where we are, to better our environment for the future.
Well,
so
good.
That what we love about Maui will be here for future generations.
Well, no, it's important. It's very easy for those really deadly invasive species to take over, unfortunately.
Yes.
And it happens all the time. It's happening all the time.
It's an ongoing battle.
It is an ongoing battle.
But there's some
sure.
real amazing heroes in our community that are doing that work.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And it has to do with wildlife, and it also has to do with plant life, you know, mm-hmm. where we're seeing some of this happen. And it's like there's a constant thing going on this way. I mean, what's that name? Witch's hair? That yellow thing that grows all over the plants? I've been seeing more of that lately.
Oh.
It kills the plants, and it just covers the whole area. I walk out there at the Waiahu Reserve there.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'm going to go after my show today and take a walk out. It's beautiful. But, I mean, I've been seeing some of this witch's hair. And unfortunately, the people there, and they're great people, but they're using Roundup to kill it. And they're right there on the ocean. And mm-hmm. One time I was walking out, and I saw this golf cart full of like 7 huge jugs of Roundup, which they were spraying on, going, well, then that's going to go right into the ocean. It's like, ouch, you know? I mean, it's sad. I mean, I understand people want, it's easier, but if it's killing things and doing damage.
It's just about, it's about education. Sometimes people just don't know that there's other alternatives, mm-hmm. and that there's alternatives that are just as affordable. Mm-hmm. And have less of a negative impact on our environment.
Yeah, and there's a lot of education still needed. I mean, it wasn't that long ago people were using DDT, and wildlife and birds were getting killed off, and they didn't know that DDT was just absolutely killing off entire species, you know. But now they know. Right? It takes a lot of learning and changing the way people think, which is part of what you do. And that's why I do respect the Maui Ocean Center. Now, let's talk a little bit about the brand new addition that's so exciting that's coming. I'm just thrilled. I can't wait to go inside and see what you built over there. The new golf ball.
I'll have to tell everyone that's what we're calling it now. So the Maui Ocean Center is getting ready to open a new exhibit and sphere. So it's a new exhibit focused on the humpbacks of Hawaii. And it's going to be truly interactive. So people can come and learn about these truly nomadic creatures. You know, we tend to think of them as being in Alaska and here, but they're actually always on the move. So the journey in the exhibit will mirror what it is the humpbacks do and then introduce different behaviors based on where they are in their migration. And we also have some interactives where you can actually see in real time the location of different segments of humpbacks around the world.
So are you doing a special projector that's going to be circular projector, like are you doing a planetarium? You can sit here, Deidre. She's so polite. She's sitting in the back corner of the room. It's okay, Deidre.
It's nice
you're
to
one
see
of
you.
Our family. But I mean, so this is almost like a planetarium type.
So there's
design,
the exhibit
right?
hall, and mm-hmm. then there's the sphere, which
okay.
is the 3D theater.
Okay.
And we call it a sphere because it is literally a sphere that mm-hmm. then the horizon actually goes below your feet.
Oh, my.
And then the seating is actually at an angle on a platform within that space. So when you go in there, you're going to experience this immersive environment with the humpbacks.
I love that. So you actually feel like you're in it, in a 3D environment, below you, above you, and around you.
Exactly.
How exciting. When's this opening?
So we're still pushing pretty hard for the end of this year.
Uh-huh.
Keep checking out our website. So the end of year is what we're shooting for.
I talked to Robert Pollock. Do you know him from Ebb and Flow Arts?
Yes.
He does wonderful things. And he's been doing these shows in the planetarium. You know, Hilo has a nice planetarium, and
yes,
so does Oahu. But I can't believe we don't have a planetarium.
Well, this is going to be beyond the planetarium, because the planetariums tend to be like half of a circle mm-hmm. that have been cut, you know, like it's a ball that's been cut off and then mm-hmm. plopped down on the ground.
Uh-huh.
This is truly where the horizon's below your feet, and then it's the entire interior of the sphere is the screen. So it's going to be above, around you,
wow.
behind you. It's
so it
gonna
feels
be,
holographic almost.
Right, because then you're also going to be wearing active 3D glasses.
Oh, I love it.
And
I love
so
it.
The experience is going to be truly transformative, because you're going to be in this environment with the humpbacks as they are swimming and interacting with each other and get to hear their wonderful whale
songs.
Yes.
How that's expensive.
It's been a true labor of love, and it's been in the work. You know, this has been a project that's been underway for about the last 5 years.
Uh-huh.
There was two full seasons of humpbacks that took up filming just to get all of the material
Seriously?
Together.
Seriously, mm-hmm. in 3D cameras.
Yes, and we were very fortunate to work with the NOAA Sanctuary and Ed Lyman. They've been instrumental in helping us.
I'm so thrilled about that. I can't wait for that.
It's going to be awesome.
I am really, really excited about that. I think that's going to open up a lot of people's eyes. It's going to be a great new dimension.
It's going to be a way to experience the humpbacks that in a way that we never really have before.
Wow.
You can actually be able to experience their behaviors in their environment. You know, we typically think of...
So they're
you know,
actually the whales that are right off Maui that were filmed. How fantastic. So, and I know Pacific Whale Foundation says that they same whales come back. So you might even see whales that are out there when you go on a whale watch and say, oh, I saw that guy before. That was that one.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, because they are. They come back. They do come back, and they have markings on their tails and fins.
Right.
That are interesting. Gosh, I'm so excited. Well, people, you got to come out. Maui Ocean Center, big party. December 6th, 6 to 9, and with Santa Scuba Claus and Santa as well. You can have pictures with Santa Claus, and you can get prizes from Scuba Claus.
Correct.
Working together there. One's wet and one is not wet. and the other ones, of course, lots of great ways to get tickets. You can go online and save $5. You can bring a lovely gift, which I highly recommend for the Friends of the Children's Justice Center. I really am glad that you included them because they do fantastic work.
I agree.
Yeah. So thank you. And the best way to go is online if people want to go online. What's that website again?
So it's MauiOceanCenter.com. A nice blue button right in the top right corner, buy tickets, and you can purchase your ticket right there.
Wonderful. And you can also bring a bag of rice.
Right. So a bag of rice or
that
an
rice amaretto. You bought for when that hurricane was coming.
Exactly.
You can bring that.
Repurpose.
Repurpose that rice. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, great seeing you, Elise.
Always
fun
a pleasure.
To see you. And work on those special carols, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Aloha.